This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Joe Biden will ease foreign travel restrictions into the U.S. beginning in November. However, in order to enter the country, you must be fully vaccinated. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says they'll need to demonstrate proof of vaccination before boarding, as well as proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 3 days of flight. President Biden will also tighten testing rules for unvaccinated American citizens. They will need to be tested within a day before returning to the U.S., as well as after they arrive home. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11. The vaccine maker said Monday it plans to seek authorization for this age group soon in the U.S., Britain, and Europe. This is considered a key step toward beginning vaccinations for youngsters. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech is already available for anyone 12 and older. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole cast his vote in his local district in Ontario, Canada, alongside his wife Monday. O'Toole is in a tight race with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after he gambled on an early election in a bid to win a majority of seats in Parliament. The opposition has been relentless in accusing Trudeau of calling an unnecessary early vote during the pandemic, 2 years before the deadline, for his own personal ambition. The Liberal Party will likely win the most seats in Parliament, but still failed to get a majority, forcing it to rely on an opposition party to pass legislation. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's Sunday election results came as no surprise to opponents of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin barred most genuinely independent candidates from running for the 450-seat Duma, especially if they were supporters of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The polls were held against the backdrop of a crackdown on dissent, leaving little doubt that Putin's ruling United Russia Party would romp home to victory yet again. The party claimed victory a few hours after the polls closed Sunday, after 3 days of voting amid claims of ballot stuffing, vote rigging, and the marshaling of public sector workers to back United Russia candidates. On Monday, Russia's Election Commission reported preliminary results that United Russia had secured 49% of the votes for candidates drawn from party lists, and about 87% of the vote where a deputy is elected in each constituency. 8 people are dead and 28 injured after a gunman opened fire Monday at a university in Russia. That's according to officials. The Interior Ministry said the suspect was detained after being wounded in an exchange of fire with police. There was no immediate information available on the gunman's identity or possible motive. During the attack, students and staff at Perm State University locked themselves in rooms, and video posted on Russian news sites showed some students jumping out of second-story windows. Pressure is building on world leaders to increase their efforts to fight global warming. It's coming to a boil this week at the United Nations. UN officials are corralling 35 to 40 world leaders behind closed doors to coax them to do more. There's a deadline in just 6 weeks. That is the big international climate conference in Scotland. Rwanda's Supreme Court ruled Monday that Paul Rusesabagina of Hotel Rwanda fame and a group of co-defendants are guilty of terrorism-related charges. He and 20 others were charged with 13 criminal offenses for their alleged connection to the National Forces of Liberation, or the FLN. That's a militia group that the Rwandan government accuses of terrorism. Reports in the New Times of Rwanda, a government-controlled newspaper, say prosecutors asked for a life sentence for Rusesabagina and a variety of sentences for the other defendants. He has denied all charges. The U.S. is flying Haitians camped in a Texas border town back to their homeland and trying to block others from crossing the border from Mexico. More on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.